iconic temples, a world-famous choir, and clean-cut missionaries sent worldwide by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Salt Lake City. But a visit to suburban Salt Lake shows how members of the church or Mormons live out their faith at home.
I wanted to start out today with a game.
The Larson family is doing Family Home Evening, a weekly tradition that's not just fun and games.
This is in Mosiah, which is in the Book of Mormon.
Tammy Larson says family is sacred to Latter-day Saints.
So we believe that by being sealed, in, which is like our marriage ceremony in the temple, we will be a family forever, not just till death.
The Larsons go every week to church, where even grown-ups attend Sunday school.
So why do you think Mormon included so much about war in the Book of Mormon?
No one said being a saint was easy. Mormons spend 3 hours in church every Sunday. They don't smoke, and they don't drink coffee, tea, or alcohol. But there are rewards. This is Welfare Square, where food is packaged and sent to enormous bishop storehouses. They, in turn, supply cashierless supermarkets like this one for families in need.
One more.
Happy occasions can be celebrated at the main temple in Salt Lake City or one of many others around the world.
This is now the 139th temple.
And it was just built in Brigham City, Utah. Like all Mormon temples, the lavish interior is supposed to evoke being in heaven. Mormon temples are modeled after the biblical Temple of Solomon. They're considered so sacred that non-Mormons may not set foot inside. But before this new temple was dedicated, the public was allowed to visit. Still, they could not take pictures inside. These Mormons may look like a portrait of the perfect family, an image the Romneys also present. But church critic Tom Kimball says the reality is more complex.
We're told to have these large families. Well, we have families that we can't afford, and we're supposed to be happy, and we're supposed to be idealistic, and we're supposed to have all the great clothes and the manicured yards, and when we don't, and most of us don't, the depression sets in.
Kimball says the image of the Mormon community that the Romney campaign presents is also not entirely true. Several years ago, he began questioning his church leaders' conservative views.
As soon as I start saying, no, I have a problem, I'm struggling here, as soon as you start saying no in the echo chamber, things start to come apart quickly.
He says he's now banned from ceremonially blessing his own children.
That's the biographies of all the plural wives of Joseph Smith, and Mormonism will probably never be the same since that book came out.
Kimball works at a publishing house that's re-examining early church history when Mormons practiced polygamy.
Mormons from the 19th century and Mormons now could not have a cogent conversation with each other. They wouldn't be able to discuss Mormon topics. They would call each other heretics.
Kimball says the current church leadership is trying hard to align the faith with the American religious mainstream. And it's hard to imagine what would help that effort more than having a Mormon as president of the United States. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Salt Lake City, Utah.